With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
It's the dictionary. 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 It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another pre-G bonus episode talking about the new words that were added to the Oxford Dictionary in June of 2025. The first word is beat and raise. Three words. This is a noun. It is the act or an instance of a company, organization, etc., outperforming expected earnings or revenue and increasing its projection of future earnings, dot, dot, dot. Beat and raise. I think it's pretty clear. The company is like, we not only matched what we were thinking about, what we were going to do, we beat it and we raised it. And I'll see your $5 and I'll raise you another $5. We're raising our expectations, beating and raising. It's a money thing, business thing. Boy, I think my shirt is really wrinkly today, like often. Okay, next we have beat by beat. Three words, adverb and adjective. And it is one beat at a time in various senses of the word beat. And in later use, especially in full, moment by moment. So beat by beat means moment by moment or just one beat at a time. We're just going to go through the actions beat by beat. There's a whole play and it's broken up into acts, and that's broken up into scenes. And then those are broken up into lines and beats. And so, you know, let's just run the play beat by beat. One beat in a row. One after the other, moment by moment. We're just living our life beat by beat. You can't jump around. You got to do it in order. You got to live your life in order. Next is beat down. Two words with a hyphen. It is an adjective, and it is in a poor condition due to neglect or decay, dilapidated, worn out, shabby. Those are some other similar adjectives. Beat down. Oh, I'm just feeling so beat down from a hard day working at the factory. I feel so beat down. I'm in a poor condition because of neglect or decay. My body is decaying because it is so tired. I've been walking all over the place carrying heavy things. Beat down. Next we have beat 'em up. Three words. Beat 'em up is apostrophe E-M. We can't say beat them up. We just have to say beat them up. This is a noun and an adjective. This is in the video gaming world, specifically chiefly British. It is a style of video game in which the player's character must defeat or kill a succession or number of other characters. Oh, let's go play a beat-em-up game. So sorry. Oh, those are some fun beat-em-up games. I'm just making it worse just on purpose. So what would be an example of a beat-em-up game? Well, right off the bat, I think of what would Super Smash Brothers be a beat-em-up game? Let's look up example of beat-em-up game. And you can't say beat-em-up. Oh, yeah. So I was thinking like, okay, so there's like these Street Fighter-y games. You're fighting people, Super Smash Brothers. You're fighting a whole bunch of people at once. But then I was thinking there's also those games that are those side scrollers and there's just a bunch of bad guys coming at you and you gotta punch them a couple times and then they die, or you shoot them and they die. Contra would be one big one from my childhood. And so I looked it up, and yes, there are examples. Some of these I've never heard before, but I have heard of a few of these, like Double Dragon, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, there's a bunch of those. Beat 'em up games. Final Fight, Streets of Rage, and Double Dragon, alongside modern favorites such as Teenage Mutant. Oh, this is a new TMNT movie, movie game called Shredder's Revenge. Also, Streets of Rage 4. Blue, blue, blue. Okay, those are beat 'em up games. Next, we have beat for beat, adjective and adverb. It is in a manner which corresponds with, recreates, or follows something exactly. So this is not beat by beat, going through life beat by beat. This is beat for beat. Recreate, follow something exactly. Oh, well, okay, you're going to show me a dance move, and then I'm going to follow that dance move beat for beat. I'm going to do all of the fancy footwork that you're doing and all of the hand movements. Can you follow my dance beat for beat? Okay, next we have beat frequency oscillator. Three words, noun. It is a circuit or device that generates an oscillating signal for combination with an incoming radio signal, and this is used in the reception of Morse code to dot, dot, dot. So you're receiving the reception of Morse code to put it into a thing, and then it's going to, the oscillator, I think, is like, it's making frequencies? A beat frequency oscillator. I feel like I kind of want to look that up and see... can we get a little bit more information about this thing? It is a device that combines two radio frequency signals to create a single variable audio frequency signal. So radio signals, those are just natural wavelengths, electromagnetism wavelengths going through the air. And so it takes two of them and it creates a single audio frequency signal. It's used to make certain radio transmissions audible, such as Morse code, by mixing a fixed and a variable frequency oscillator to produce a heterodyne or beat frequency that is heard as a tone. Very interesting stuff there. Lots of videos about those. Okay, that is the beat frequency oscillator. But we've probably had this for a very long time. Why is it just now getting into the dictionary? Has it had a resurgence of popularity? The beat frequency oscillator. Next, we have beat making. Two words with a hyphen. This is a noun. It is especially in the context of hip hop, the hippity hoppity. This is the composing or producing of beats. Also, and in its earliest use, as a modifier. So you're modifying something as a beat maker. It's a beat making person, a beat making machine, a beat making synthesizer, a beat making dog. The noun, it's beat making. Yeah, we're going to go do some beat making today. What kind of beats would you like to make? Well, I would like to make a beat that goes That's my beat. I just sort of unconsciously do a little beatboxing. I have done this for most of my life. I can't help it. I am unaware often when it is happening, and it's very fun to do. And sometimes when I'm thinking, do it, and then I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. But then sometimes I'm just hanging around, walking down the street, and there's just some beats come out of my mouth. So I'm doing some beat making. But often, you know, in hip-hop especially, they're adding in other things. They're adding in layers. They're adding in instruments and synths and other stuff in addition to the that sort of beat. Okay, next we have beat retreat. Two words with capital letters, the first letters. This is a noun, and it is the ceremony performed when the crew of a Royal Navy ship disembark after a tour of duty. A beat retreat. Why is it called a beat retreat? Are they retreat? They're not retreating. They disembark after a tour of duty. So they went, and then I guess they're, when they're over there, where their duty was, Then they leave there. So when they're leaving that place, when they're leaving their duty, that's when they have the beat retreat. They're retreating from that place. They're all done. The Royal Navy ship disembarks after a tour of duty. Okay. Yep, it's British. Next we have beating heart. Two words. Noun. It is a person who or thing which performs a vital or essential function or occupies a central or leading position. The driving force. The center of .. The center of the universe? This just the center of the thing. Maybe the beating heart of a company would be the CEO, possibly, depending on what they're doing and if they're a good CEO and not being greedy. The beating heart. I would be the beating heart of this podcast, clearly, because I'm the only thing. I am the beating heart, but I'm also the breathing lungs. I am also the squishy liver. And of course, don't forget the pancreas. I'm definitely the pancreas. And I am all of the other parts. I am the shoulders, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Okay, next. Oh, this is interesting. We have beating retreat. So before we had beat retreat, noun. This is beating retreat, also a noun. Still with the first letters capitalized. And this is the name of a ceremony performed when a unit, regiment, etc. is recalled or withdrawn. So it's still the ceremony, but it's a little bit different. The unit of the regiment is recalled or withdrawn. It seems like it's pretty much the same idea, right? The beating retreat, the beat retreat. If you happen to be in some sort of British military, Navy situation, please call me. Leave a voicemail, email me, whatever you want to do. All that information is in the show notes. And you can explain a little bit more about a beat retreat or a beating retreat. Next is beating up. Beating up. I have never done this to anybody. I've never been beating them up. I also don't think I have ever been beaten up. And I really hope not to do either one of those things. This is a noun. It is the process or practice of checking for and replacing any trees that have died in recently planted or young woodland. Why is this called beating up? What are you doing? You have to use the word beating. This is B-E-A-T-I-N-G. The process or practice of checking for and replacing any trees that have died in recently planted or young woodland. I am confused by the usage of these words. Beating up. We just planted all these trees a year ago. Now we got to go back. We got to go look, see if any of them have died. And if they have, we got to figure out why did they die? Did they get sick? Did they just not get enough water and sun and all those good things? And we got to replace them. Beating up. Okay. Next we have, how would you say this? Is this beatize or beatize? B-E-A-T-I-Z-E. It is a transitive verb. It's talking about God, of God. It is to impart divine or heavenly bliss to, maybe a person. But talking about the Pope, it is to declare the beatification of, and who would that be? It would be of a dead person. So I feel like I vaguely remember this word, but I feel like I need to look it up. Beatification. Is that how you say it? Recognition accorded by the Catholic Church of a deceased person's entrance into heaven and capacity to intercede on behalf of individuals who pray in their name. So this is a religious thing, if you couldn't tell. And I also want to look up, make sure I'm pronouncing it correct. Beatification. Yep, that is what it is. So this is the verb beatize. I think that's how you would say it. Beatize. God is beatizing, imparting divine or heavenly bliss onto a person. Still waiting for him to beatize me. Also, the Pope is beatizing the dead person, saying, you know what? You're good enough to go to heaven. I'm going to beatize you. All right, next we have beatmaker. One word, noun. It is especially in the context of hip-hop again. It is a person who creates or produces instrumental compositions consisting of a rhythm track, typically also layered with dot dot dot. Typically layered with instruments, because it is an instrumental track. So they don't do the lyrics. This beat maker, they are not making the lyrics. They are making the music behind the lyrics, and then they pass it off to somebody else who adds the lyrics to them. I think it would be fun to try this. I do not have the skills or the time or the tools to do this, but I think it would be quite fun just to create a thing. Sometimes I create things in my head. Maybe if I'm doing the dishes, I just start singing or beating or whatever, beatboxing. And I think it would be fun to be a beat maker. And, you know, maybe someday that'll happen. But I got to sit down for a while and have somebody help me. I need some help making beats. Next, we have Beatster. It's like hipster, but it's a beatster. Noun, this is a musician, especially a member of a pop or rock group, who performs music characterized by a strong driving beat. So typically, this is in pop or rock. It is a musician who performs music, and that music is characterized by having a strong driving beat. Strong driving beat. That would be a strong driving beat. And they are a beatster. I never heard of this before. I'm not up on my fancy music terms. Okay, next. Let's see. I just want to double check which one we are going to end on. I believe it is that one. That's the one that we're ending on. So next is B. Balm. Now, so we have gotten into the B section, B-E-E. This is two words, bee balm. It is a noun. It is the plant lemon balm, Melissa officinalis, which has been used by beekeepers to attract and calm honeybees. So if you have some bees and you want to bring the honeybees to you and make them all chill and cool, then you would get some bee balm, which is a plant. It's the lemon balm plant. So I guess that really, really chills out the bees. Next is bee dance. Two words. Oh, I love the bee dance. I love that this is in the dictionary now. This is a noun. It is a series of circular or waggling movements performed by worker bees at the hive or nest, which indicate to other bees the direction and distance of a dot, dot, dot. Well, I think it would be of a food source, but it might be other things too, usually probably a food source. If you have never heard of this, this is crazy. Worker bees go fly out, they find a thing, probably food. They come back and they start doing this crazy dance that very, very accurately tells the other bees how far away it is, what direction it's in, and I think that's all they really need to know. And the scientists have been studying these bee dances for a very long time. I remember when I was a kid, this would have been 30-ish years ago, they were aware that the bees were doing the dance. And then over the years, scientists have figured out, like, I think they even know the different moves the bees make that correspond to the distance and the direction and stuff. Oh my God, it's crazy. It's so amazing that they do this. They wiggle their butt and they walk around and they do in these circles and shapes and stuff, and it's amazing. They are communicating. They are sentient beings. These beings. Crazy. Okay, next we have beekeeping. One word, adjective. That rears and breeds honeybees in hives. That is a beekeeper. These adjectives, the definitions for the adjectives start off so funny. That is a beekeeper. Then they are beekeeping. I don't think I'll ever keep bees. I think it would be interesting. Yeah, I don't think I would do that. Nope. Okay, next we have, oh, this is funny. It's bee's dick. Two words. Bees has an apostrophe S and then the word dick. This is a noun and it is slang. And it just is a very small distance or amount. How many blueberries do you have? I have a bee's dick of blueberries because I have one blueberry, which is just a very small amount. And I think it's pretty obvious where this comes from. bees' dicks are tiny. Okay, next we have bee's nest. Now this is bees again, but the apostrophe is at the end, so it is the plural possessive of bees. The multiple bees' nest. It is a noun. It is a nest built and occupied by wild bees. Oh, you see that bees' nest up there? Don't shake the bees' nest. They might come out and be very angry with you. Okay, next we have bee wolf. Bee wolf, one word. A bee wolf? Oh, I would love to see a combination of a bee wolf. If you would like to draw me a picture of a bee wolf, a combination bee wolf in all different types of possibilities of what that could look like, I would love to see that. So this is a noun. It is any of various predatory solitary wasps of the genus Phalanthus, and the family is Svecidae, whose female prey on bees to feed to their developing larvae, .. So they're like the really mean, angry wolves of the bee wasp world. They're the bee wolves. Let's look up a picture. Let's do that. Okay, I mean, so it's a very specific kind. Oh, it's literally called the European bee wolf. That's one. Yep, they look pretty something that I would not want to mess with, especially if I were a bee, a regular bee. Okay, well, that bee wolf was the last word in this pre-G bonus episode, and I hope you had a very good time learning about bee dances and bees' dicks and beat making, a lot of beat stuff. And that's going to be the end. Oh, I shall tell you about a movie that I watched, Twinless. It's been a while since I watched it, so I had to look it up real quick. This is a very interesting movie about somebody who loses their twin. The twin dies, and they go to a help group. What's the term that I'm thinking of? You know, where they sit around in the circle, and they talk about their twin, and they're very sad. And they meet a fellow person who had lost their twin, and they develop a friendship. And it just goes on from there, and I thought it was quite interesting. Okay, I think that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking it out, and if you have any special requests, I guess you can let me know. No guarantees that I'll do them, but yeah, call the Google Voice number, contact me in all of the different ways, join the Patreon for one measly dollar a month, and buy some merchandising. Okay, that's it. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, either by yourself, with a co-host, with guests, audio only, or with video, keep on listening. I started podcasting in early 2019, and for the rare occasions I had on a guest, it was always in person. But once the pandemic came around and everything became remote, using Zencastr really opened up the possibilities of who I could have on as a guest. I've recorded guests using Zencastr everywhere, from just a handful of miles away from me in the Chicago area, all the way to the other side of the world in New Zealand. The video and audio quality are great, especially if they have a decent camera and microphone. And getting the files couldn't be easier. I love that Zencastr records the audio and video to each person's local computer, so the quality isn't lowered because of internet hiccups. It then uploads the footage to the platform during the recording, and when you hit stop, it quickly finishes the upload and processes the files so you can directly download them. The files are even accessible even if something goes wrong. And so, of course, this next part, I will read verbatim from Zencastr because, of course, I couldn't have said it better myself. It's super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Have you ever worried what you sound like? Zencastr's post-production process makes you sound buttery smooth. it automatically removes those ums and ahs in your recording. It removes those awkward pauses in conversation, too. Set the right podcast loudness and levels while reducing background noise with a click of a button. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code WORDNERD, WORDNERD, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences like I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.